The Tall, Tan, Talented Temptations kick off our Motown Monday Tech Talk Tips in style. I'm ready. Are you? Let's get the show started. Have you caught up with all the weekend banner in our episode section? Call in with any questions or comments you might have. We're looking forward to hearing from you. This is your Tech Talk Tip for Motown Monday, 12/11/17. Today, I want to talk about the ability for you to promote your iTunes podcast using a banner widget. This is a way that you can take advantage of what iTunes offers up for free to be able to create banners as well as your podcast listings. If you have more than one, you can have your podcast listing represent each and every one of your podcasts that you may have from multiple stations here on Anchor. Now, Queen Eileen did an incredible video explaining everything I'm discussing here in audio today. And it is visible. Where? At anchorbootcamps.com. I'm going to provide the link here in the lower left corner so you can see exactly what we are talking about, because it's pretty cool to be able to have on your blog or website. Again, these are self-hosted style websites. So if you don't have a website just yet, you don't have to worry about what we're talking about. But there are those of you that do, and you'd like to promote your podcast, right? Why not? You want to get people to listen. You want people to subscribe. And when you're discussing anything about your podcast here on Anchor, you could advise people to visit your website. Again, we always talk about your own domain, having your own property in the cloud, a place where you can call your own that no one else can take advantage of, okay, other than your visitors, and one that you always have. No matter what happens to any site you're on, you always want to have your own piece of real estate on the web. And I suggest if you don't currently have a website, you consider registering a domain anyway, so that one day you at least have the name that you want for your site. Now, if you're a personal user and you don't have a business-related interest in doing this, forget what I'm talking about. But for those of you that do or just are starting out, it's a great idea to register a domain. You can do it fairly inexpensively. You don't have to pay for hosting. You simply have to pay for the registration. And down the road, you can consider doing hosting with a number of different possibilities. We're not going to go into that subject today. One day I will. I do have a episode with domain information in it. So I have to look for it. I don't even know where it is, but I know I had one of my listeners this past weekend find it and echo it to their station. So I'm excited about that. If you did that, you know who you are, and I appreciate it. So bottom line, use a banner, use a podcast listing, and you can do that through the code that's generated through Queen Eileen's video. And I want to reference that here on this particular segment. If you have any questions, follow up with me or Queen Eileen. And remember, make sure you take advantage of anchorbootcamps.com. It is a great site established by Dr. Dan, and who he includes his great stuff as well as Queen Eileen. And I try to dabble in it as well with some of my episodes, trying to get more in there when I have an opportunity. But we are always here to support you with questions. And hey, it's Motown Monday. Let's get started. Body, it's Sunday. It's Avi, your tech concierge. I wanted to make sure that you knew that Kevin and I very much appreciated your participation on the call yesterday. And we have that call up and running. It's now a podcast. And if you wanted to listen in on that, you certainly can. And I do again appreciate it. And I again invite you for a Welcome Wednesday call. If you have time and you'd like to get in front of the audience again, love to have you. Love to hear more about what your plans are on your new station and anything we can do to help you get launched to a great start. You know we're here for you, brother. So thanks so much. Good to hear from you. And thanks again for your time. Chris got back to me after I called in and asked him what happened to him on the call on Saturday when he just dropped out, and he gave me some possibilities, and I thought they might be helpful for you to know in case you run into a similar situation. So be aware. And Chris, thanks, man, for getting back to me.
And I offer you up the same invitation. If you'd like to join me on Wednesday, just as I invited Body to our Welcome Wednesday call, I look forward to it. And we will talk about your station, talk a little more about what's going on with you, and dedicate a little more time. Just make sure your phone is ready for prime time, brother. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Avi, it's Chris from the Inspired Life podcast. Thank you so much for answering that question. I did get the answer, you and Kevin, on your replay call. That was a cool call, by the way. I thought it was really, really nice hearing how Kevin and then how you kind of approach Anchor a little bit differently. Very cool. As far as the technical aspect, two things I think happen. One, I have an iPhone 5. It's very old. And I typically have to charge my phone completely like two or three times a day. So I went into the call with about 83% battery life, left the call with about 8% battery life. So I think that might have had something to do with it. And then and I think it was also just reception. I was walking around the neighborhood and, I don't know, might have just hit a pocket with really bad reception. But I couldn't tell how many bars I had because while I'm in the app, it doesn't show up. So, but anyway, thanks again for you and Kevin's time and everything you guys do. Talk to you soon.
Good morning, Avi. It is 7:47 a.m. on the East Coast, and I have an issue with Anchor yet again. I'm not sure if you remember our last conversation about the RSS feed. My podcasts on Apple Podcasts were posting up things that I've never posted, deleted episodes that I deleted a long time ago on my Anchor app. They're somehow mysteriously appearing up again on my Apple Podcasts, which I completely don't understand. I remember you told me to reach out to the support team because this sounds like a serious issue. That's exactly what I did. They fixed the issue. Now it's happening again, but even worse because they're adding more episodes that I deleted even longer ago. So what's going on? Talk to me, Avi.
When at first you don't succeed, try again. Well, you got some type of relief the first time you sent an email to support@anchor.fm. Now you simply need to send the second email to support@anchor.fm and explain to them exactly what's happening to you, my friend, because if they figured out why it did it the first time, now they need to figure out why it's doing it even worse the second time. Where are they finding these episodes? And more so, why are you deleting so many episodes, man? They probably never had anybody removing all the episodes before. That's why they didn't have the problem. But you're doing it. So we need to figure out why, when we delete an episode, it doesn't fully remove it from the RSS feed. It's kind of like one of those invisible CIA type of file management tools, right? You deleted the file, but it's still visible to everybody but you, right? That's the issue. So the RSS feed still maintains some type of signal back to Anchor. Even though the file got removed from your list, it's not getting removed from your RSS feed. Now, I can tell you this. If, in fact, you likely remove the segments related to that episode from your archive, then they'll fully get dissolved. They'll go, because then they won't exist on the server anymore. But taking that, it's the podcast or episode section simply is a pointer back to the file database where the music is, where the segments are, where everything resides, but it's not truly the representation of where the original files are. So if they get deleted, the files still remain in your archive. You know that. And they also remain in your current station if it's a current segment that you're putting in your episode. So the only way to fully remove the segments are to delete them while they're in the current station, and then it takes it out of the archive. Then there's no trace anymore of those segments anywhere. The challenge is you probably want to keep those original segments. You just don't want them in your episode. And I could fully understand that. So the only way to fix that is on the back end. And we don't have access to the back end. We have access to our own back ends. But not to Anchor's back end, brother. So send them an email. They'll fix it for you. And tell them, don't let it happen again! Back in early September, I invested in a Bose SoundLink Micro Bluetooth portable waterproof speaker. I got to tell you, for the value that I spent, it is the best sounding speaker I've ever heard in that range of machine. Okay, it's just a great, great tool. I've enjoyed it since I got it. I always do my best to listen to anchor stations through that speaker by connecting it to my iPhone. And you could do the same thing. And it has another benefit. It made a great speaker. If you have more than one device and you can play your station back through Bluetooth, you have the option to use it to record it back in with your station. Now, we heard from Tim Araneta and the great duet he did with Sheena over the weekend. What a cool sound. What he did was used his laptop to play the web interface of his anchor and her anchor station, and then he sang along with that into his phone. Great idea, wasn't it? Now, I used a SoundLink Micro with Kevin the other night to be able to play Chris's call-in from one phone into the other so that we could include him on the record with friends. It makes for a really high-quality sound. It sounded like he was right in the room with us, right? So, these are some options. You could be creative with it. You could think about some things. As long as you're not playing back while you could copywritten material, you want to be careful of what you play back. But if you're offering that up, you get permission from people. Let's say, for example, someone does a great segment on their station. You ask them permission. Hey, can I include this in my podcast? Guess what you can do? You can play it back without having to go through any gyrations that I've talked about before, downloading, uploading through the clip tool. You can play back through a speaker and record it into your station, and then it becomes yours to the extent that you can include it in your podcast. So it's just another technique. But if you're looking for a great Christmas stuffer, a stocking stuffer, a holiday gift for someone that's special to you, you know they like sound, you know they like music, the SoundLink Micro from Bose is a great option. Comes in multiple colors. I have the Midnight Blue myself. You can get it in black. You can get it, I believe, in gold. They probably have some additional colors now, too. But I'm going to have a link here in the comment section, in the discussion section, askavi.click/soundmicro. Okay, it'll take you right to the Amazon page where you can check it out. I think it's listed for $109 right now. It's not the cheapest Bluetooth speaker on the market, but I can guarantee you, for $109, it's likely the best one you're going to find. Hit me up if you have any questions.
Avi, this issue just got a whole lot more weirder. I was able to delete the episodes on the Apple Podcasts using Apple Podcasts. All I had to do was sideswipe and press delete. That option was never there. Apple Podcasts never lets you delete your anchor episodes via Apple Podcasts. You have to delete them via Anchor and then hope that the RSS feed transfer that message over. But for some reason, I was able to delete the Apple Podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts just by simply swiping, and the red delete button popped up, and now they're gone. Situation handled, I guess, but I don't know why this happened here, and moving forward, this may happen again every time I post, but it's good for now.
My friend, the web that we weave may very well deceive. I don't want you to get the impression that when you swipe and remove that podcast episode from your podcast on Apple, that you're physically removing it from the RSS feed, my friend. You're likely just removing it from your personal view of that podcast that you downloaded to your catcher, my friend. So I would highly recommend you test that on another device that you currently do not have any of your previous podcasts downloaded to. to verify that you actually did remove it, okay? Just because it's been downloaded. And at the same time, also be aware that your podcast, if you're viewing your podcast from a previous episode that was removed, you may have previously downloaded it. And if you downloaded it to your device, it's stored on your device. So it's not really a true representation of what's in your current podcast stream for someone else new coming to your podcast. So there's two types of possibilities here. You're streaming these, automatically downloading them to your device because you subscribe to the podcast, and that podcast is now on your device for future use, whether it's still on the stream or not. Don't get confused. However, if the team acknowledged that it was still in the RSS feed, then it was in the RSS feed. They would have identified that for you, and you would need to refresh your pod stream, your RSS feed to your device to make sure that gets updated appropriately. However, check into that. Don't let yourself get dissuaded by the possibility. You would need physical access to your Apple Podcast, which you don't have, only Anchor has, if you wanted to physically remove it. But it doesn't get removed that way. It has to come out of the RSS feed. It's a one-way transaction, my friend. Get it out of the tunnel, and it will get out of the podcast. Apple doesn't store any of that stuff on their station. They just feed it to you through the link back through the RSS feed to the repository, which is stored on Anchor's system in the database of segments that you are feeding, right? So once we understand how it works, then we understand what the trail needs to be. But I believe that the RSS feed was not being fully flushed when you removed it from your podcast listing in your Anchor episode section. That's the challenge. And that still needs to be flushed out. And only Anchor can do that. They are the only ones that have login privileges to your particular RSS feed account with Apple. So that's the only way it could be done. So let me know if you think that might be the fact and case for you.